You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game. It's right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
The Red Wings, you and I talked a little bit about them on Friday. Mm-hmm. You know, long holiday weekend. Maybe people didn't get a chance to hear what we thought of Yzerman's offseason, but there's clearly frustrations. Mm-hmm. And you know, people want to point out, well, there's only so much Steve could do. I saw a report from Elliot Friedman. The Red Wings had interest in Nikolaj Ehlers, who did not have interest in meeting with Detroit.
I think Grigorkov, or whatever his name is, the defensive from L.A., who played for Todd McClellan,
yep,
wanted to go to New York immediately.
Do we have a reputation problem here with our hockey team?
Well, I don't know if it's the hockey team or it's that we're not a glorious city in other people's minds.
Oh, here we go. Sophie Cunningham all over again.
I don't know. I mean, the reason we got guys years ago, besides the no cap deal, we did get guys when there was a cap, is the fact that this team was really good. But as you pointed out before the show, this is not just an Yzerman thing. This has been going on for a while.
Oh, I don't bring this up necessarily to stick up for Steve.
No, I know.
But it is just a history lesson. I remember, was it 2012, Parise and Suter?
Yeah.
We're going to get these two great USA hockey studs. They're going to extend what had been kind of the end of the era of Red Wing hockey.
Right.
And instead they go to Minnesota. Now, neither player turned out to be what they were supposed to be.
No, and they both are from there and all that. So I understood.
Yes. But we didn't get those guys.
Right.
And we haven't gotten meetings with big names. Stamkos in his prime didn't meet with us.
Right.
Stamkos last year, it didn't sound like, even as he was exiting his prime, gave us much of a thought. Now we can't even get a meeting with Nikolaj Ehlers? The guy's never scored 30 goals in a season.
I know.
He's a definition of secondary scoring. Like, we brought him up as a name because of a pretty dry free agency class.
Correct. It's all about
winning. But we can't even get a meeting with Nikolaj Ehlers? Like, I mean, some of this is a question of what does it mean to be an original six franchise with top-notch facilities and a history? The answer is very little.
No. If the team is not a team, guys, now look, the money's huge, number one, not compared to other sports, but the money differential from one team to the other is not going to be that much to sway somebody, I don't think. Now these guys, it seems for the most part, they want to go someplace where they have a chance to win. I mean, say what you want about Marner, and he, you know, made a lot of money and all that stuff, but Vegas is really freaking good. Mm-hmm. If Vegas was a team that wasn't really good, would he have gone there? I don't think so.
Right. Would the Panther players stay there if the team was struggling to make the playoffs?
No.
Yeah, but the tax breaks. No. I don't think it has the same appeal if you're not winning. So if anything, it's not like to defend Yzerman. It's more of an indictment that they haven't created a winning product to lure in.
Which is he should take some responsibility for, no doubt.
Or even get the meeting.
Yeah.
Like, it's one thing he goes, hey, I'd rather play for Carolina, or they offered me $500,000 a year more.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, Detroit? Nah, I'm not going to take the Zoom. I'm not going to fly out. I'm not going to give him the time of day. Ehlers.
Yeah.
We're not talking about Austin Matthews, Connor McDavid.
No.
Ehlers won't meet with us. What does that say about the state of Hockey Town And I use the word hockey town because it is more than just the team. Are we not this destination that we think we are?
I think we're just like every other team.
So it doesn't matter that you're original six, you got the coolest logo in the sport, that your arena's nearly brand new.
To somebody who's from Denmark, I don't think he gives a rat's ass about the original six, to be honest with you.
Okay.
I mean,
no, it's just an honest, fair, blunt conversation.
At first, I thought, you know, Swedes usually really like it. Then I looked it up, and he's not from Sweden. He's from
Denmark. Okay. Yeah. So he doesn't give a... Yeah. No. But this is a theme. This isn't just one player.
No.
We don't get meetings with the big-name guys. I mean, Marner's had his mind made up.
Yeah.
He was going to Vegas.
Right.
Parise and Suter... All the way back more than a decade ago, they were going to extend the window. Well, they went to Minnesota, didn't really get a chance. Stamkos in his prime, I remember gearing up. This is going to be, well, at least get a meeting. Ken Holland couldn't get a meeting. We can't even get meetings with these guys. I mean, step one is get the meeting.
Yeah.
Well, forget about signing any of these guys, impact players in free agency. They won't meet with us.
You need to have guys who can also recruit. Players on your team that can recruit.
I had a little light bulb go off in my head.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Dylan Larkin's comments after the season hurt this team.
Optically? In the eyes of free agents?
He said it publicly.
Yeah.
But, I mean, he was at the Four Nations. These people talk. People talk around the league.
But the Four Nations was pre-deadline.
No. People talk. Players from other teams talk to each other.
Do you think he was bad-mouthing the city that he grew up on?
Well, he's just talking to guys he played with at the Four Nations after the season or something like
that. Oh, okay.
He built relationships. They were together for 2.5-3 weeks.
Sure.
And, you know...
Maybe he vented to them, you're saying?
If word has percolated around the league a little bit.
Well, Ticket to Extra points that out. It says maybe it's Steve who has the reputation for not wanting to give out term or high dollars.
Well, they'll get out high dollars. He's not going to do 8-year contracts anymore. Well, the CBA is not going to allow him to do that next year anyway. When they lower that,
he does have a reputation of being kind of a grinder with deals.
Yes,
right, like hard line, and he doesn't have a bad contract on this team right now.
No,
so that's the other side of the coin. But if you're a free agent where you are hitting the open market to leave your current team, you're doing it with the idea that you're going to break the bank.
Correct.
And Steve Yzerman is not a general manager who is a break the bank guy. So that's a conflict when you get to free agency.
Because
if they have to overpay, but your GM doesn't, like Steve Yzerman may go, well, yeah, Ehlers $8.5 million is stupid for a guy who's never scored 30. And he may be right, but then you end up in this scenario where you're not a destination and you won't overpay. Right. So you're never going to get anybody.
I mean, it would never happen because he's at the end of his career, but you need, like, let's say there's a few good, really good players that become available who grew up watching. And I forget the name of the player, but at the draft, you know, his favorite player growing up was Patrick Kane. Mm-hmm. So, you know, there's a lot of players in that vein who loved Patrick Kane, one of the great players in this era. You know, a guy like that's got to recruit. I mean, that's what you need. And he's not going to do that. I don't blame him.
First of all, he didn't even sign until the night before free agency. Right. So his recruiting pitch may have fallen on deaf ears.
Yeah. Well, that was. True, that's true, but you get my point. This happens all the time. These guys, they call each other and they recruit, and maybe Gov's right, where they call the other way around and say, you don't want to go here.
I'm hearing some bad things.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Reputation, do we have an issue? 248-539-9797. I think part of the reason we got Patrick Kane is because we had Alex DeBrincat.
Yes.
Their connection going back to Chicago, and now their kids are buddies, and Kane likes living here.
Right.
Right? But I don't know that we get him if we don't have DeBrincat. And I don't think we get DeBrincat unless he grew up here. Right?
Probably.
So I know people roll their eyes at, you know, we point out when guys grew up here, like, you know, I brought up Kyle Connor last week, or Jason Robertson has come up. Like, there's a reason we bring those guys up, because at least you can't appeal to that. You've lived here. Because I think people who are listening who live here know that whatever the reputation is of this area outside of here is not the reality once you're here.
Of course not. I mean, I'm a perfect example. Yeah. I thought I'd be here for a year.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Like, I'll do a year in Detroit,
yeah,
and
exactly.
Bounce over to the East Coast.
Yeah, check it out. See what happens. And the next thing you know, I'm here for 40 years almost.
But if they don't ever get, like, if you're drafted here and you right. see it, you love it. If you're traded here, you grew up here. Yeah, we see that.
Or if you're lucky and you know you're a citizen of this great country, and you actually, you know, lived in, you know, Plymouth or wherever that area with the U.S. developmental team, and you know, billeted here or lived here for 2 years or whatever before college, before you were drafted and liked it here, you got a chance there. I mean,
Yeah.
The bottom line is the team's no good. That's the bottom line.
Yeah. Well, because you're right. When we were able to add Hull and Robitaille, there was no cap, but you're also joining a juggernaut, right?
Yeah.
You had Hasek in the pipes, and you had Yzerman with Shanahan and Fedorov at Lidstrom. Yeah. It's a little easier to get guys to squeeze in and into that world. Because the Panthers squeezed in. Those guys took less.
Yeah.
That's the other thing. We got to pay more. Other teams will get guys for less.
Correct. Because you're good, or you're a destination.
Texter says the Wings are a dead destination. Ehlers said he didn't want to go to Canada or Original Six. He specifically wanted a no-pressure market. Dude is soft. I'm not telling you I wanted to live and die with landing Nikola Ehlers.
No.
But yeah, that is an indictment if that's true. Players don't want to meet with us because the team's bad. Whose fault is that? Yet another amongst the many black eyes for Steve Yzerman.
Right.
Guys, we're not a destination for athletes or even tourism. We only get bad free agents. We're a championship contender. That's the only other time we'll get guys, or if we overpay.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.